You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, before we get to our entree, I was thinking about you again this morning when I saw this story because I wondered if this is, if this perfectly describes what goes on at the Padgett household. The headline says 45% of people with kids or pets say they can't have nice things.
I saw this morning. I was laughing at these stain stats.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's us, man. It totally is. We were actually looking for a new car for Knick Knack a couple months ago, and we called it off because we were looking at some fairly nicer cars, and then we got back into the one she has now, and we looked in the back seat, and everything was sticky and spilled on and gross, and the backs of our seats were, like, kicked and scuffed up, and we're like, you know what? We're going to hold on to this one just a little bit longer because our kids are monsters.
64% of people with kids said they're waiting for them to get older before they can go out and start buying nicer stuff.
Thank you very much. There it is.
Yeah, it's just true. And you know what? No, look, we were greasy-handed little
monsters. It's not bad.
Ourselves.
It's just what they are. It's what they do, you know?
You know, they're exploring the world, everybody. They're learning to get along in the world, and they are messy.
They're disgusting creatures.
Anyway, it's a funny story. I was writing up a piece for it for the Mindbender Club mailer. So if you're part of the Mindbender Club, you will be able to see that story.
The stat on pen marks, too. Like, there's pen on everything. We have to hide the pens. We hide the Sharpies in our house.
Yeah.
They love Sharpies. Anyway, all right.
That's funny. We saw a little blip yesterday, and we thought that it might be something worth chatting about on the show and opening it up, making this like a, I don't know, a live forum, if you will, for you to call in and chat about it. But the question that was posed was, are we the rudest we've ever been? Meaning people in general, you know, society, culture, whatever you want to call it. Are we more rude now than we have ever been in our history? And I know we have, what's that called, like recency bias? I mean, because we only know, really, you know, the last, our lifetime.
Right.
So we don't know how rude people were in 1905. We don't know. We weren't there. We don't know how rude people were in 1870. And if you're saying, oh, but I've seen movies. Well, okay.
It's Hollywood. That's Hollywood. You know.
You just don't know.
I feel like they would have been really rude in the Old West. Like, their rude version was just to shoot you in the middle of the street, I guess.
Yeah, I'm finishing up listening to an audiobook. One of those, it's a Ken Follett series, but it's set during the Middle Ages. You know, it's medieval times, and it's, man, the people aren't very
nice. They'd chop your head off if you were, that's their version of
rude. I mean, just the way people were, you know, and again, it's fiction. But at the same time, living conditions were so brutal. Yeah. They were just so brutal that you probably couldn't help but be brutal to the people around you.
Couldn't help but be irritated.
But let's just say during our lifetimes, and let's say going back, let's just take it 30 years. Let's say from 1991 to today.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we have become progressively ruder over that time frame? Ready, Jeremy? Go.
Yanko. Well, 91. I'm just kind of focusing on maybe the past 10 to 15 years,
okay,
wondering if we've become more jerkish because of social media, of course, which we instantly blame for everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like everyone is so rude and just snippy and blatantly sarcastic. That's me on social media. That maybe it does spill over to whoever you're bumping into at the grocery store or seeing out in the parking lot somewhere. You just you don't have that filter much anymore because you can spill everything on social.
Do you equate being snarky with being rude, though? Because I don't.
Sometimes.
I guess you can cross a line.
You can cross the line and be
rude.
But then you blame it on snark. Oh, I'm just being snarky.
Right. Well, that's true. Yeah. But you also have to know the recipient.
Correct.
You know, are they one who will take that as a snarky retort?
Mm-hmm.
Or will they just walk off in a huff and say, you're so rude?
I will say I feel that we were teetering on being consistently rude to everybody before the pandemic hit. And I would say over the last year, I have seen more people be polite and kind to each other than I ever have before. And I kind of feel like we're just, some of us got slapped in the face, just kind of realizing, oh my gosh, you know, bad things can happen. And you got to appreciate what you have. You appreciate going to the grocery store and having full shelves. I have seen a lot of kindness in the grocery store. Letting people go in front of you, you know, or letting people, you know, oh, grab something off the shelf before you. Apologizing, thanking. Really? I've seen a lot of that in the grocery store. I really have.
I must be going on other days.
Really?
I don't. I must not be going on kind day.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing more and more of that. Just the courteous factor of saying please and saying thank you. I hear it a lot more.
Okay, I have to go backwards for just a step, because you've mentioned now two things, snarky and grocery store. And I have to tell you what happened in the grocery store yesterday evening.
All right.
And Gretch and I had a hankering for those low-carb ice cream bars.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
Look, they're really tasty, I have to say. They're quite tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know, write in and say, well, what are they? I'm not going to tell you what they are. And I'll tell you why I'm not going to tell you. Because when we went to the grocery store, they were out. And they're consistently out. All right?
Uh-huh.
So I don't want to tell you the brand, because I don't need any more people vying for them.
You better stockpile, man.
But the point is, Gretchen says, you know what? If we ask one of the workers, they might have them in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, brilliant. Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
So they have a pallet of them.
She finds this young man. He's probably about 20, let's say, give or take. And she's talking to him, and he turns around and he leaves to go to the back. And Gretch comes over. She goes, he says they might have some. I was like, great, out of my way. So the young man comes back about 2 minutes later, and he goes, no, we're completely out. And so I looked at him, and I put my hands on my hips in quite an obvious, you know, theatrical move.
Yeah.
And I said, well, we are never shopping at this store again. and then I laughed, and then I kind of clapped him on the shoulder. I said, I'm just kidding. I said, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he just gave me a look and turned around and walked off. And I said, I was just kidding. Thank you for checking. He didn't acknowledge me.
Screw him.
He was just like, screw that guy. And it was such an obvious, snarky, funny thing in a grocery store. But he, I know, went to the break room and said, I just came across the rudest.
He's the worst.
Most horrific man.
I wish as he was walking away, he threw up the middle finger to you as he was walking away.
I wish he had too,
sort of. That's kind of what it sounds like.
But that's all, you know. So you kind of you have to know the people you're being snarky to.
You do. You absolutely do.
Or you come across as rude.
But how do you know in that setting, like, you have to take a survey before you do it? Like, sir, I'm going to hit you now with a sarcastic remark. You cool? You cool with that? Okay, here we go. Wind up. Watch me put my hands on my hips, okay?
You can probably see me doing this, right?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
And
oh my
you would
gosh.
Have maybe done the same thing. I mean, it's just, it called for that.
So you did.
Moment.
You did come home empty-handed? No ice cream bars?
We went to a different store and they had them.
Nice.
So. They only
Good.
Had two boxes Woo. Left. We got them both.
Crisis so. Averted.
Forget the great toilet paper shortage. This is the great low-carb ice cream bar shortage of America. It's a heartbreak, people. You can call in or write in and tell us, are people more... Oh, here's a way of looking at it. Are people more rude... Or are other people just more sensitive?
Oh, my gosh. I think you just hit it.
Okay. Is it that people are ruder, or is it that people are more thin-skinned than ever?
Everyone's
and they're being trained,
looking for something
I
to be.
I think people on a monthly basis are being trained more and more to be thin-skinned.
You might be right. You really might be right.
After 8 minutes of just BSing about this, I think we might
it.
Stumble on it.
Everyone's sensitive now.
Ultra sensitive.
Oh, great.
People listening to us chat about, are human beings more rude today than they've ever been? A handful of people have written in some pretty poignant thoughts on this. What do you got?
This is from Brianna. She says, hey, boys, thanks for the thoughtful conversations. She says, I'm with Jer. I see more and more polite, courteous people now when I'm out than I did before. She says, huh. And I'm now one of them. I used to be so grouchy and grumpy and rude to everyone. Then after a year of not seeing people and having everything delivered, I'm so nice and chipper to everyone I meet when I'm out. I didn't realize the importance of human interaction until I didn't have it. That's Brianna. Brianna, thank you for writing in.
Kelsey says, it's pretty obvious to me that people are ruder, and I'm not an angry old woman. I'm 28, and I see a difference even from my teenage years. I think both of you are right. Jeremy's right about social media making us snotty, and Dom's saying that people are more sensitive and easily bruised. I thank my parents for teaching me to be kind and to also not take other people too seriously. It's a great place to be. She's exactly right. That middle ground.
She's in the sweet spot.
Where you teach your kids to be kind to others, but at the same time you teach them to not be overly sensitive, little bit of a thick skin. That's like,
that's the Goldilocks zone.
That is the sweet spot in life right there.
I have to be so careful, like when I'm driving and the kids are in the back, and right. What I'm saying about other drivers and stuff. You have to be so, so careful.
And it's a shame, right? Because you miss some of your best material.
You get some good zingers, you know?